Ontario live stream, winter storm coverage and discussion. Live. I mean, this is probably a lot of people getting hit by that right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Ontario. It's not just Toronto. You got like...
Yeah. Doesn't New York have it worse than us?
The whole Eastern Seaboard!
Okay.
You ever see that? You're watching like some kind of disaster movie. And like, it's going to wipe out the entire Eastern Seaboard! Yeah. And you're like, Seaboard?
That must be big.
You know what I mean? That's you're what like, I think. You're like, Seaboard? Not a common term, not a term I'm using on a daily basis. The Eastern Seaboard region, also called the Atlantic Seaboard region in the eastern United States, fronting the Atlantic Ocean, extending from Maine in the north.
So it's just the coast. Is that what they mean?
Easy, Mo. Don't simplify things.
Okay, well,
it's a seaboard. Why are you trying to be fancy? To Florida in the south.
A sea coast.
The reason they're always talking about it in disaster films or like nuclear.
Sure.
Fallout or whatever is right. Because it's a huge population of the Western world lives on the Eastern Seaboard.
That's where you want to live, near the water.
Yeah.
I think it's near the coast.
How is it now? Just call it the coast.
No.
The sea coast.
No. It's land near the sea. You understand the difference?
Well, why is it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mo is here.
What up?
Two in a row.
Easy. I know, right?
Easy.
Well, I had to come on because...
Easy.
Do you mind sitting up a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah. Getting yelled at already.
Yeah. Perfect.
I move around Welcome and it's the tightest home. Frame on me.
No move. You no move. Mo has made a statement prior to filming.
What?
And he said, you know what? I'll sit here if I want to sit here. And I'll run this show. And I was like,
wow.
Good Lord. I thought we were
going to be a short show if I run it.
I was like, man, I thought I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know it was heated like that. And he said, well, it was heated. And I said, take it away, man.
Take it away, Mo.
I said, take it away, Mo.
So seaboard means.
Just. Just a close-up shot of Mo.
Yeah, take it away.
What do you mean? Oh, I guess, you know what? We should just jump right into the Will story.
Wilson?
No, not Wilson. Willie Do.
Also his... known as Wilson.
No. Nobody calls him Wilson.
Yeah, you got too many.
On his birth certificate, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. You had me for a second.
No, you can't go right into that because... you would be killing the anticipation. You would be killing.
Really?
Oh, God.
The anticipation has been going on for how long?
Yeah, but people are looking behind. They're looking at my frame right now.
Yeah.
And they're getting.
For the.
Titillated.
Audio listeners, there's a Bronco and a Model 3.
What do you mean, you mean yours. Not There's my new Bronco and my new Model 3.
This is true.
It's not. It's definitely closer to true than mm-hmm. not true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can. I can go. They're right there. That's not CG.
Can you imagine?
I was just saying. I could go. I could go over there and slap them.
Yeah.
So Mo's back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, it appears you can't keep him away at this point. He's fully fired right back up. He's fully just fired right back up. And there was cookies involved. He was baking cookies over there.
Uh-huh.
It's a festive time.
And he's feeling festive. And yourself and him, you guys shot a video, just the two of you. Just the two of you.
Yeah, very intimate.
Yeah, it was fun.
When I walked in...
We shot twice.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if he was going to say that.
When I walked in, I was like, whoa. Yeah. I'll see myself out.
Yeah.
Just a couple of guys.
Yeah, up to no good. Yeah. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. Let's talk about this iPhone thing you got at the front, and then we'll get into the real hard-hitting hot news of whatever the hell Will's doing behind me here with 17 cars. iPhone 14 Pro faced unprecedented setback leading to removal of a new graphics processor. Apple planned a major generational update for the iPhone 14 Pro's graphics capabilities, but was forced to scrap plans for the new GPU late in development after unprecedented missteps were discovered. Missteps? Ooh.
Titular.
The information claimed that Apple engineers were too ambitious in adding new features to the graphics processor designed for the iPhone 14 Pro, including features like ray tracing, which, speaking of titillated, that there might be no other term that gets Will do hot and bothered more than ray tracing.
It's a hot word.
There's Tesla, Bronco, and ray tracing.
In order.
Oh, can't say them three times.
No teaser. No spoiler. Teaser. Spoiler. Stop teasing.
Yeah.
Mo, you saw Avatar.
Yes, I did.
On the day it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And?
And I'm going to go watch it again this weekend. Ooh. With my family.
That's a good time.
Yeah, man.
It's
pumped.
Family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've been telling Lou to take his kids. They're going to have a blast watching that movie.
A lighting technique to achieve a further level.
Rude.
What even is this show? So it's supposed to have ray tracing. It's supposed to have RTX in it. Well, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But
I'm exaggerating.
It's inevitable, right?
Yeah, that the smartphone becomes the central gaming hub at some point. They wanted that. They were like, wow, game streaming and this and that. And then people were like, lag. And they were like, cyberpunk sucks. And it was a setback.
Yeah.
But you do have to believe in what Apple's done with the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone's a beast, man. It's doing some stuff. It's doing some stuff. And it's hitting some benchmarks. It's playing some games. And it continues to amaze you. However, we're just desensitized to it. We're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can chop a video on my phone. Of course, I can play a game on my phone. Of course, I can shoot some 4K 60 frames on my phone. Yeah, that's what I do.
I feel like gaming, though, for Apple, they haven't really, went in there.
Mm. Went in there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. They have their arcade thing.
Yeah, but not hardware. You know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It would be nice to have like a GPU in an iPhone just so they can get that gaming circle.
Yeah, well, it does, for the record. I mean, you have a GPU.
Oh, like a powerful one.
You're saying, yeah, Will's looking for something
to handle like AAA games.
Bigger. Yeah.
Well, AAA cut.
You're talking about steak?
That's right.
Like Wagyu?
Oh.
A triple A cut of beef.
Yeah.
Is, and once it's triple
A. No, that's A5.
Nothing triple A is A5, level 5.
I don't know if it's the same.
Oh, it's the same, all right.
Level tier system.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
None of this has to do with the games.
Well, it's your fault. You want to talk about Avatar all day.
Well, that's actually true. I do want to talk about Avatar, but none of you two have seen it, so...
None of us. No. You know what was weird? I heard that it's no longer number one already.
Yeah.
But don't just gloss over.
But hold on.
No glossy.
A lot of James Cameron movies, they're long tail. They take even Avatar 1, it didn't do, like, incredible day one.
Yeah.
But it stayed in theaters forever.
I don't know. When you had the hype around this and the whatever $400 billion it cost to make it.
Yeah.
$2 trillion.
$2 billion.
You imagine people be rushing out to see it.
Yeah. I think the timing for the release is just bizarre.
Mm.
Just, is it too late in the Christmas season or the holiday season?
Everybody I'm trying to make plans with to be like, let's go watch Avatar, they're like, dude, we're booked up this month. Like,
right.
I'm not going to go watch a 3-hour movie. I got like families and dinners and et cetera. So I just think the timing for the release is a little bizarre. Maybe in like September would have been
Your friend's telling you they're booked up.
Yeah. Yeah. My two friends.
They might be trying to tell you something else.
Yeah. It's you too.
I'm booked up. I'm going to use that. I'm booked up. Like, can you? I'm booked up.
You can actually use it because you are always booked up.
I'm booked up. Listen, I'm booked up. The report goes on to reveal how Apple's chip design team has been forced to contend with a loss of talent in recent years, with the company having lost dozens of key people to various silicon design companies since 2019, as well as interpersonal feuds and lawsuits. Mm. Whoa.
Who do you think's jacking their employees?
Drama. Mm. I mean, everybody wants this stuff. Are you kidding me? Chip design?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking for that.
Yeah.
Google's looking for that. Zuckerberg's looking for that. Elon's probably looking for that. Mm. Who's not looking for that? Apple continues to test an all-new Mac Pro with an M2 Ultra chip, but the company has likely abandoned plans to release a higher-end configuration with a so-called M2 Extreme chip, according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. These Mac Pros always mess me up every time they come out. And they're like, that'll be 40 grand. That'll be 20 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right.
No, but really, who's buying it?
No, but it's, I don't even think that's my point I'm trying to make. It's like now the laptops and everything is so fast. I don't know who the use case is anymore. I guess there's all kinds of like rendering applications and there's people. For sure, there's people. But man, everything is fast now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been using the Mac Studio and I didn't even get like a high configuration and I'm just doing my life in there. And of course, these MacBooks sort of like run the place. These...
Kirk, he cuts MacBook all of Pros. Our videos on MacBook Pro.
Did you just suggest that Kirk cuts?
Yes, Kirk cuts. Kirk Home cuts.
Kirk Home? Singular.
Homes.
Plural.
He's getting doxxed.
What are you doing? Wait, what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
His name's not out there?
No, that seems, man.
We can't. Say will do all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's Willie do, man.
All right, my bad, Kirk Holmes.
He does it again. Oh, my goodness gracious. The higher-end model of the M2 Extreme chip would have been available with up to 48-core CPU and up to 152-core GPU, according to Gurman, but he believes that this configuration was scrapped due to cost and manufacturing complexities. It's likely going to cost at least 10 grand, even for the simple model. So they're just going to be fine with saying, hey, you better want it. And if you're going to want it, you better want it. We're talking about 24-core CPU up to a 76-core GPU and at least 192 gigs of RAM. Yeah, I can't work without that.
Right.
I don't think I can get anything done. I don't think I can make a... I don't think I can change the color of a box in a thumbnail.
That is so...
without okay. that.
That is so expensive.
Yeah.
Is that what it was last time? Like 10 grand plus? For base model? It's almost like they don't want to make this anymore. They're just...
So what are you doing?
They've just priced it out. All right, Lou. You can't do that. I'm just going to start doxing people if you leave the camera on me.
He baked the cookies for this event.
Well, why you gotta push the mic away?
Well, because of the chewing. Well, not everybody's
very,
into
disconcerting.
Not everybody's into the sounds of.
Oh, I see.
Unlike you, I know yeah. the type of stuff you watch. Well, it's
misophonia or something.
I mean, that's me.
I know some people. Isn't that crazy? Like. On one end of the spectrum, somebody's like, you best not be making noises with that mouth of yours. And on the other end of the spectrum, they're like,
more noise.
They're like, more they're like,
smack your lips.
They're like, show me more. Yeah. What are we doing out here? Continue. You just did. Now you're doing stuff with the mouth and you don't even have a cookie near you. Oh, man. You see what he did over there?
Dude, this show is a bit rocky.
No, it's not rocky. This is the holiday season.
Oh, I guess you're right. It's going to be a goofy show.
He can throw a jingle on here right now and it all makes sense. Watch what he's going to do.
That's true.
See?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. we get real quiet all of a sudden.
Real Christmas cheer.
This is going to be a long show.
Yeah. That's a hot chocolate with marshmallows in it, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. It's a snowstorm out there. You can't go anywhere. Stop acting like you're going somewhere. You're going nowhere. You're going to go out there and you're going to sit
in my car.
Just and your stuck. Shoulders are just going to be really close together, even though the seat has provided you more room.
Yeah.
You're just going to be tight and gripping the wheel. And then it's gridlock and nobody's moving. Mm. And you could have been here telling us all your Avatar stories instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about this Mac Pro. Listen, it's high margin, low volume. Hollywood buys 17 of them. And then the 3D people, they buy, you know, a couple hundred. And then Tim goes to Texas. And he's like, see, they assembled it over here. And then Biden shows up, shakes a couple hands, throws on the aviators, and they call it a day.
Sounds good.
And Will buys a Bronco.
I don't mind.
But he doesn't really buy a Bronco because he buys a Tesla.
Look, hey now.
But he doesn't really buy a Tesla because he buys a Bronco. By the way, guys, and I don't know if this the timing of all this, but there's going to be a clip on later clips where Will is doing this like comprehensive rundown of his cars.
Yeah, both of them.
And the guy went deep, I'll tell you what. Because I come in here. Yeah. I come in here, it's probably 9:30 a.m. or something, and the two of you are already going at it.
Mm-hmm. Early morning.
I gotta say it like that. What are you doing?
And then I leave for a couple hours, and I come back, you're still going at it. And I'm like, man, this guy is like the level of detail over here. He's talking about his grocery hooks and he's talking about his wobbly window. And,
no, I thought that was interesting.
The guy's out of control.
Yeah.
The guy's out of control, and he knows it, and you know it. Mm-hmm. It's probably what you guys are into, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, check out clips for that one.
Yeah, I don't know how the timing on all this is going to work over the holiday.
I'll post it in the description of the video.
Over the holiday season, I don't know how the timing is going to work of all this. Will's trying to go to Burlington or something. So.
Oh, really?
He's out of his mind.
Yeah, in like an hour. So can we shoot this?
Oh, my God.
He's out of his mind. You're like, oh, I got to drive. He's like, no, I got to drive.
Yeah, he's got it more intense than I do.
Yeah. Will's going to Virginia in the afternoon.
Well, I mean, it's all Christmas stuff, you know? It's all jam-packed.
Family?
Family, all types of stuff, Mo.
You guys gonna watch Apple TV on an Android?
Well, you wanna know what I wanna know? I wanna know what you guys are gonna eat. That's what I wanna know. Are you gonna eat anything?
It's potluck. So I also have to make the food when I get home.
Will, this show can't be happening right now.
What are you talking about, Will?
Yeah.
You're cooking something?
No, he's going to pick something
up. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's a simple dish, just a broccoli salad.
Whoa.
A broccoli salad?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It sounds cold.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a cold one.
Maybe. Well, yeah. See? But I guess you have... you know, something else.
I prefer warm
maybe like
salad.
Turkey or something.
Lou microwaves his salad.
What kind of warm salad are you looking for?
Stick your salad
there's
in the Brava.
Certain combinations of words that just don't.
It's not even hot.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there is a warm salad, probably like a macaroni salad or something. You know?
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
But what you know it constitutes a salad? That's what we really get into when we start thinking.
Yeah, macaroni is not salad.
But they say but they, that they call they it. Say macaroni. They say potato salad.
Which is
what,
the fun?
What's going on? At what point is it a salad? They say chicken salad, tuna salad.
What do you think? Like three ingredients?
But
and
then
you
coleslaw,
got a salad?
Coleslaw is not a salad.
I don't like coleslaw.
Slaw.
Slaw. That's gross.
Some warm, cold
I
slaw.
I need a bucket of slaw. The greener, the better. I want that. I want the thing to glow. I want it glow in the dark. If it doesn't glow in the dark, I don't want it. You understand?
I send it back.
Yeah. I want to light my room in a power outage with my slaw.
Are you guys a fan of coleslaw?
Yeah, of course. Listen, you might not have had the right slaw. That's all.
No, I've tried.
No, you have not. Are you nuts? Look at the pictures he's showing off. You didn't have some of these gourmet deals.
This is from KFC.
Yeah, the KFC, the neon, obviously. Look at those gourmet deals. Look at the green slaw over there with celery and tomato. And like, come on, man. You got to have elevated slaw. I think you should throw this into your potluck there, Will. One of these elevated slaws.
I don't like the name.
It's funny how we have these words in the language that are reserved for such specific things, and yet they sort of sound like what they are, like slaw.
Yeah.
Like when else and what else? But when you talk about coal, you're talking about slaw.
Oh.
Right?
It's a gross sounding word in my
opinion. Wait a second. Coal, slaw. Oh,
it's coal, not cold.
You thought it was cold slaw.
Yeah.
That's like I recall, you know, when they talk about wind chill.
Windshield.
Yeah. Well, when you include the windshield, like that's the opposite. If you got a windshield, isn't it less cold, not more cold? The shield of wind attacking you.
Oh, man. Wikipedia needs some money.
Yeah. Okay. So coleslaw. It's Dutch cabbage salad. Yeah. So what? You got a problem with cabbage? Is that what you're saying?
Coleslaw is kind of a, when it's spelt like that.
Well, it's Dutch. But what's your problem with cabbage?
I don't have a problem with cabbage.
Well, sounds like you do.
Yeah, okay, maybe I do have a problem with cabbage. I don't really, what other dish is cabbage in?
Kimchi.
Yeah, I don't really mess with kimchi either. So maybe I do have something with
cabbage. Well, that's offensive.
To who? To the cabbage?
No, his preference?
To our audience.
What other dishes have cabbage in them? Maybe I do like it.
It's offensive to the audience. Cabbage rolls. Have you ever had cabbage rolls?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I think I haven't had anything with cabbage that I like.
Yeah. Well, you're missing out, right? It's really one of the wonders of the world is cabbage.
That does look good.
See?
That's all right.
But most of this
I
doesn't.
Agree. It's all right.
Well,
if it's there, I'll eat it.
Easy.
Okay.
It's not as good as his broccoli salad, sorry.
Definitely not.
Yeah. His Burlington broccoli salad.
Will, how many people do you need to make this salad for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like 15? It's a lot.
That is a lot, Will.
That's a bucket.
I think it's potluck, so hopefully people...
Bring other broccoli salads.
Eat a spoonful and share.
Yeah, that's actually, that means there's 15 dishes at this place.
Yeah.
So.
Today's sponsor, Espresso. This is one of the most portable external monitors I've ever seen, which is also kind of like a tablet. You can draw on it. It's powered over USB Type-C cable, and also your visuals are fed via that singular cable as well. Then you've got a pen which magnetically attaches to the top, which gives you pen-based input. So the whole thing, the stand there, folds flat like this, but then it can kind of achieve any angle you might want, including like monitor status when you want to have a dual monitor set up next to a laptop. But then you can also create sort of more drawing-friendly or pen input style angles like this. So you could just be going at it, sketching something up. And the whole thing will pack up, including the stand, into your laptop case. So it is, it's a lot of extra workspace that goes with you in one laptop bag. I should also mention, you can go portrait mode with it. It's magnetic. It just slaps on like that. And now for those that are into portrait-based things, again, this could be creative applications, but also could be for coding as well, right? Now, you can set up workspaces. You can also use Snap in Windows in order to quickly move Windows around. And you can do display arrangements. which this comes via software. It's a free download. This is just going to be a really nice accessory. It's also kind of a good gift idea for someone who has everything, because they probably don't have one of these. They may have a dual monitor setup, but do they have a dual monitor setup that can fit in a laptop bag, that can go on an airplane, that can go on a cafe table, that can go on a business trip? Do they have one of those? Do they have one of those with pen input? Do they have one of those that's this thin that can go on your lap that you can draw on? Do they have one of those, Will?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. Espresso. Check them out. Today's sponsor, HelloFresh. Take the stress out of mealtime. This, of course, is America's most popular meal kit. And I could do a meal kit right now, I'll tell you what. What's wonderful here is there's something for everybody. It doesn't really matter if you're into that particular dish. You might want the cranberry Dijon pork tenderloin. How about one pan cheesy black bean tacos? Whatever you're looking for, whatever you need. You're going to have a healthy meal. You're going to have a fast meal. It's going to be ready in most cases in less than 30 minutes or around 30 minutes. I mean, the tacos I just talked about, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. What else are you going to do in 15 minutes? You're going to throw something in the microwave as some unhealthy thing? What are you going to do in 15 minutes? You're going to hit the drive-thru in 15 minutes? No. You're going to put something together that's a little bit better. You could do it for yourself. You could do it for the family. And you get to see all the ingredients that went into it because you put it together yourself. A little sense of ownership there. A little bit more engagement there. Mm-hmm. It's HelloFresh. You know how it works. If you haven't given it a try yet, now is the time. Take a crack at it. It's HelloFresh.
HelloFresh can help you eat better amid all the holiday temptations. Their meals have 20% fewer calories than takeout, so you can have full flavor without the guilt. Quality is HelloFresh's priority. Ingredients travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. One thing that's great is that you can choose meals that are as quick as 15 minutes. I've been busy with the holiday stuff. I decided to get the one pan cheesy black bean tacos for a quick meal. Everything was fresh, instructions were clear, and the whole meal was easy to make. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater18 and use the code LouLater18 for 18 free meals, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/LouLater18 and use the code LouLater18 for 18 free meals, plus free shipping. Thank you to HelloFresh.
Okay. Apple reportedly prepping multiple new external monitors with the Apple silicon inside. I don't remember how recently that popped up, which display was the first to have it, but it meant that it could technically run like as an iPad. Mm-hmm. Of course it didn't.
Was the iMac like that, right?
Was that the iMac? Or was it the most recent display? Apple is preparing to upgrade and potentially expand its lineup of external displays designed for Mac and iPad users. A new report today suggests that the company is working on multiple new external monitors. Apple sells two, Studio Display and Pro Display XDR. One of them's old. Yeah, it's I don't remember when it was introduced, before 2019. Expensive, $5,000. It was kind of a meme. It was kind of a joke. God, that's a while ago now. The new report says they're developing a 7K display. The current one is 6K. It's a very beautiful display. I do stare at it from time to time. So this would have a higher pixel density of 245 PPI on a 32-inch screen. Or they could just go to a bigger panel like 36 inches and keep the same PPI as the current 6K display. He also reports that the new external displays will feature Apple silicon chips inside, so the screens rely less on resources from the attached computer. It would have 64 gigs of storage. I just remember when people first discovered this, they were like, okay, well, if you have... there it is. The Studio Display features an A13 Bionic chip. You're like, okay, so you have a Bionic chip in there. It's kind of basically, it's like an iPad. It's like a computer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not comparable to your Mac, but it's like a computer, so... Could we have some sort of like standalone mode where it could work in the absence of a computer, or
and just be nerfed?
Or could Apple ever have some sort of at-home display with a touch screen, which is kind of like an iPad on a stick, which you would have in your kitchen or something along those lines?
Oh, I see.
Which is much bigger, and you would just tap. You wouldn't need to have maybe a keyboard and mouse, and mm-hmm. you would look up recipes or. Mm. Use it as a smart display. You might watch videos on it, something mm-hmm. along those lines. Of course, you could connect peripherals, but kind of like a merging of an Apple TV and an iPad and an iMac in one type of thing.
Right, yeah.
Without the need. And then you could probably make it really thin too, if you think about that. Like the iPad is already really
thin. It's so thin, yeah.
But, and I know there's already separate rumors of just having a bigger iPad than what is currently available. I don't know if it would be
bigger than 12.9
display size. Yeah. Like a 16 inch or something like that. Mm. Like a huge, thin iPad. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Apple TV, we now have a rumor that the app will hit Android smartphones soon. Soon debut on Android. So an example of the interplay of these different interfaces. And now that Apple is involved in the services so much, they're looking to bank all over the place. They're like, look, man, you want to buy our content? You want to subscribe to our content? Mm-hmm. We have the content. We have the lasso. We have the slow horses. We have the spirited. And you want to engage with it? Well, you can watch where you like because we'll take your money. No problemo. A new rumor claims that Apple will soon release the Apple TV app for Android smartphones, allowing installers to take full advantage of Apple TV Plus subscriptions. Now, moments ago, Mo says, I have an Apple TV Plus subscription. And he says, I never watch it. I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, well, you don't have to have a subscription, because I don't.
I have the family bundle thing. Mm. So I use like a few of the Apple services. And it just worked out that...
Ones are you using currently?
Like news, I use...
Is there fitness?
Yeah, I have fitness. Are you jumping up and down? I haven't really used the fitness one. I used it like once or twice.
You put on a special outfit?
I roll out a mat. I set the stage.
Do a couple jumping jacks?
Yeah, yeah.
The sweatband?
No sweatband. But actually, that's a nice touch. I might do that. You ever do the wrist one?
Well, it's also just so people know if they see you that serious stuff is happening. And then they're just like, you know, I'm going to leave that guy alone for a bit.
It's fitness time.
If you don't have any of the accoutrement, if you don't have any of the accessories, I swear this is why people out in the street, why they have such fancy outfits when they're running up and down the street. Because you immediately look at them, you're like, oh, they're just jogging. But you see a guy in a regular clothes, and he's flying down the street, or you think something went wrong. You're about to call him. You think something went wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just an outfit, right? Mm-hmm. So like Will, he goes jogging now, so he gets all like suited up. It's all this tight. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But he's trying to send a signal. I'm serious out here.
Don't talk to me.
And maybe not a little bit of that, but also... I'm going to send a signal to everybody what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So when they see me at the speeds I like to carry myself, it's not a lot of panic. And everybody understands what they're involved in right away. They're like, oh, that's Will again. He's dressed up like the Flash or whatever.
Right.
The Flash. The lightning bolt. Just red spandex.
So I use Apple News, iCloud, and Apple Music. And those would have cost me somewhere around like $28 a month or something. And then the whole family plan is like $35 a month.
They bundled you up, didn't they?
But then I get to add my family to it. I can add 6 users. So I just hooked everybody up in my family. And I have access to them. But
how did you announce? How did you tell the family that you were hooking them up?
I went to my brother. I said, what do you listen to music on? He says Spotify. I said, "Do you want Apple Music?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right,
I got you."
All right. And then I got him Apple Music. Well, everything else too. But
would you say he's grateful for that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Appreciates.
Mm-hmm. Big fan. Big fan of Mo.
Oh really?
Yeah, I brought him that Artemis hat that I took from here.
Oh yeah.
And he lost it. He loved that hat.
Did he know the reference?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're doing all kinds of things.
I'm a star at home because of the stuff I take from here.
I see how that works. Wow. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad about it. So you're an Apple Music guy, and then everything comes from there. Once you're into the Apple Music, then you add the other things to it. But so you have the plus, but then none of the shows you want to watch, regardless. You're paying for it, but you don't even watch these shows.
You know what? There are really cool shows. Like, I watched an episode of Ted Lasso and an episode of Severance, I think it was, which was really cool. Severance was really cool.
But just one episode.
Yeah.
What happened?
there's just so much other stuff to watch that going to Apple TV or Apple TV for to watch content is so far down the list. Like, I'll think YouTube first, then I'll go Netflix, and then Apple TV, actually, yeah. But it's still third on the list.
So you don't have any, have any of the Disney Pluses going on or the HBOs or whatever. So that's your order that you go in. I'd be curious what people's order is as well. I don't watch a ton of content, but I agree with you. For me, YouTube is first if I'm going to watch something. Mm-hmm. And then everything else comes below that.
You would like Severance.
I would like it.
I think so.
According to Mo, I would like it.
And Ted Lasso is very funny.
Okay. Well, where do you, how do they, Ted Lasso or Avatar?
Avatar. Are you kidding?
Okay. No, I just wanted to.
I'm watching Avatar again.
I just want to check.
I didn't get past this first
I just wanted
episode.
To check. Like, I only have 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever it is. Is it 3 hours? Avatar?
3 hours and 15, yeah.
Okay, so if I have 3 hours, Ted Lasso or Avatar?
Avatar.
Okay. Why are you laughing, Will?
You've seen the first one, right?
No.
For real?
No way. I don't believe.
We already talked about this.
You didn't see the first
one? No, I told you. I don't watch anything.
No, this was before. This was like 10 years ago.
I already wasn't watching anything.
13.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah, you kidding me?
You don't really need to have watched the first one to watch the second one.
Perfect. Elon is stepping down, I guess, as the CEO of Twitter. And so go to his tweet first. And we'll just talk about this. Should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll. So he was really getting into the polls, the polling, using his account to poll people. And people thought this was like a ballsy one to just go on there and say, hey, should I have this job or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And everybody, not everybody, 57% said you should step down.
Majority.
57.5. And 42.5 said no, you shouldn't. And of course, it's an enormous poll. It has 343 million views. You have 350 million people in the U.S. Wow. Obviously, people voted from other places, but it's an enormous number of people that saw this poll. I don't know, and votes are not quite as many, obviously. This is just the ratio of things. No, nobody votes as much as they look. Nobody likes as much as they
still 17 million
scroll.
Votes.
It's still a huge sample size. And people said, yeah, you should step down. And then he, in the reply, says, I will resign as CEO as soon as I find someone foolish enough to take the job. After that, I will just run the software and servers teams. Hmm. So he's apparently looking for someone to take on this role. I don't, you know, it's tough because here you are on Twitter asking people, the people of Twitter, like a question that I'm sure like he's been a very polarizing figure, but none of us have most of us don't have extremely intimate knowledge of what's going on at Twitter or who
right.
or who would even be a good candidate.
Or what's right for Twitter, yeah.
You know, exactly. And just obviously they're trying to, they went in there and they opened access and they brought the journalists and they uncovered everything and all the rest of it. Trying to be transparent and so forth. But I think this is more of an indication of just the sentiment around him as a whole, mm-hmm. as opposed to specifically whether or not people think he can do the job, but more so just not everybody feeling some of his moves.
Yeah.
And, or maybe not everybody having the same, because it's very binary is what I'm saying. Yes, no. Yes, no. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're not asking anyone to come up with a solution. People might hate the next person.
Of course.
You know,
they're gonna.
I mean, granted, it's hard to find anyone with such a high profile, and then it's hard to hate anyone that's lacking profile. It's so much easier to hate somebody that's like a big, obvious face. Like the more famous they are, the more hated they are
right.
in most cases. It's hard to find an ultra famous person that doesn't have polarizing characteristics.
Maybe the Dalai Lama.
No, I'm sure somebody hates him.
I'm sure someone does.
Yeah. But anyway, so he will resign.
Hmm.
He will abide by the poll, as he originally said.
Why put this question out there? Like, did he want it to say yes? So he has, like, an out?
No, I think his whole pitch, his whole appeal here is that it's like, this is the Democratic
sure, but you're asking a question with two answers. Obviously, he's mapped out what he would do in each answer, or what.
Yeah, I think if he had a vote of confidence at this point that people said, we don't want you to step down, I think he would continue and he'd continue to chip away at it, however he saw fit. Mm-hmm. But his whole thing is, this is the public forum. The public should have what they want if this is the public forum. And seemingly by the amount that he's using polls and voting, it seems to imply that that's the outcome that he wants. That the people will decide, the people will choose. And who knows, maybe he'll throw another poll for the next time the next CEO comes. You want this guy, yes or no? Mm. And then people, whatever. And then it lets the users have ownership over the outcomes that take place on Twitter. And the successes, the failures, and everything, you know how that works. You take ownership over it, pride of ownership, maybe your behavior changes. So it's an interesting experiment. I don't know. It's kind of unprecedented. You're letting the people of the social media platform vote directly on decisions at the platform.
Like, how much of that 57% is just Tesla fans being like, go back to running Tesla?
Some of it. Absolutely. That's you.
Well, yeah.
You just basically outed yourself. That is your vote.
Yeah, that is actually. I have no interest in Twitter, and I would have voted yes. I didn't, but I would have voted yes.
There's actually a lot of reasons to vote yes in this case.
Yeah.
Either it's not just you.
It's not also just Twitter.
There's less crossover than I think you might expect. When you think of Elon's fan base and you think of Tesla and SpaceX and Neuralink and
the Boring Company,
these like engineering and science and so forth, and then Twitter. It didn't really slot in the most obvious of ways.
Yeah, it's not in the same family.
And then it's inherently more political and it's inherently more philosophical and less engineering based. And so I think a lot of that crowd was like, maybe like you. Yeah, you are. I'm not super into this idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm more curious to see what you would do elsewhere in other enterprises. And the fact that, I mean, directly it was funded from essentially Tesla money. Well, I mean, it's his money, but you understand what I'm saying? That like
Tesla dropped like 10% in one day. I think it was not too long after he pulled out $3 billion
for it. Well, there's a lot of factors going on here. And I know that you're very connected to this stock price. So if you want, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Don't look at that. 5 days, Will? Hit 5 days? I mean, that's a huge drop.
Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, I think it's because he took out some $3 billion. I don't really know too much about why he took it out. But yeah.
People say it's to fund Twitter.
Yeah, okay. So then see what I mean? Like, if I'm a Tesla shareholder, which I am, I would be kind of annoyed that I'm like, oh, you're taking money out to run that thing. Uh-huh. And they don't even really want you to run that thing.
Uh-huh.
Will, put your mic, or Loop, get your mic back. There's nothing more I can say. This is such a upsetting number for me to look at.
Yeah, it's in the red. It's very sad.
It's deep in the red. I wonder what the bottom is.
No, because now we can have a clip. We can have a clip now. Tesla shareholder loses it live.
You want me to lose it?
Over share price. Right now we have a clip. So go ahead. Just go ahead and lose it right now, Mo. Go. Starting now.
I've already lost it. I've lost all of my money.
It's just most.
Yeah, obviously I bought at peak. Horrible, horrible time to buy. But my God, ever since then, things have not been, minus all macroeconomic stuff, just the business and the leadership. It's been tough. It's been tough to root for this guy and this company lately.
So are you holding? Is that the advice or no?
Yeah, I am holding. Not advice. This is not financial advice at all. Okay. But I am holding. I don't know. I still really think the business is really cool and has a lot in store for the future, but times are tough right now. Times are tough.
Yeah, I hear you.
You got your lost
end rant?
Yeah, end rant.
Well, the other part of it that you're leaving out is that this video on later clips is about to come out where Will chooses whether he's going to endorse Ford in the new Bronco or so this or a Tesla with the Model 3.
Because I'm sure Elon's listening.
Well, this is going to sway the stock price, obviously.
Of course, of course.
So we got to reserve our judgment here. How about this for a solution to Twitter's CEO problem? Mr. Beast just runs Twitter. Apparently, this was suggested by Mr. Beast himself that he could be the next CEO. Mr. Beast is asking questions. Elon Musk promised that he'd resign as CEO. Well, that's what we just talked about. And then Mr. Beast obviously reads this. And on December 22nd, 2022, he says, can I just be the new Twitter CEO? Real casual with it.
Yeah, it's like a student that's like, you know, volunteering
and then
in class.
Elon replies saying, it's not out of the question, which doesn't really say much either. But from him, I think that's meaningful. I think Mr. Beast would run into a similar fate. In that here you have a really popular personality that people like for doing a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously the day-to-day operations of a Twitter, very polarizing, as suggested. Mm-hmm. You're going to piss somebody off and it's going to skew how they view the other things that you do.
Possibly. Maybe, I was thinking maybe, you know, it could be like a late night show where they would have different hosts.
Oh
maybe
my God.
Maybe they have different people running Twitter.
Oh, like
the business would go nowhere.
You're talking about a rotating CEO.
Yeah,
I bet
yeah.
you it's been done. I promise you it's been done. They probably take the executive team and each gets a crack for a certain, maybe not for a month, but.
Like each CEO gets like a president gets to serve a term.
You could do it. I mean, you could do it, but it's hard to tell.
And then the people can vote.
Constantly.
Yeah.
It's always an election.
It would be a Twitter poll.
It's always an election. Like a government. You run Twitter like a government.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. That is not a good idea. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, so are you suggesting that the market knows better than governments?
I'm suggesting like a when you're running a business, you can have a long-term plan.
Are you suggesting the free market is more efficient
exactly.
than government?
Yeah.
Ooh, we just figured something out about, Warren Buffett over here. Let's see what happens when Twitter offers good video with higher compensation for creators. This is dating back to a previous conversation Elon had with Mr. Beast where there was talks of changes he could make at Twitter to make it more attractive to creators. Mm. And Mr. Beast replied, higher compensation will be hard. Some YouTubers get $20 plus RPMs even after YouTube takes their cut. I'd be shocked if you crack that code. Yeah, it's quite a code to crack. YouTube has such a head start in terms of their ad business. And it will be very, very difficult for anyone to really compete with that. I mean, obviously, we've seen the kind of comedic numbers coming out of TikTok. Like $2 yeah. for 7 million views or something. And it's just like, whoa. That's not sustainable. Even after it's becoming relatively mature. Twitter's mature too, been around for a really long time.
Sure.
And you may think, well, why isn't there some of this already happening in terms of revenue share? And Mr. Beast knows YouTube as much as anyone else. So if he's saying it's a tough code to crack, you got to take the message via the messenger in that case, that he probably knows mm-hmm. what's going on. But maybe that's why. Maybe it's actually that conversation that makes him a decent candidate for CEO of Twitter, if you think about it.
Interesting.
Because he could lure talent onto the platform because he would know exactly what creators would want. And then ultimately, the places people are on the internet is where content is being created the most. Like you and I just suggested, what's the first one we boot up is YouTube. Okay, mm-hmm. why? Because those creators are incentivized to keep publishing stuff there, which keeps having this algorithm figure out what you want to watch and so on and so forth. It's this constant input-output method. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knows about that system, he's a guy who knows about it. But granted, I still have no idea the sincerity of the suggestion.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you see videos playing on Twitter like in a fluid fashion?
Yeah. So, I mean, Twitter can do what it wants, but certainly on the non-chronological timeline, you're having more video results surface as you scroll, for sure. I mean, a lot of it is just meme content, like a gorilla banging against the glass or whatever it might be, but they could enhance that. They can they can go after that if they really wanted to, like TikTok, YouTube Shorts, or Reels or something. It really depends on their agenda. And one thing I would like to see is options for users. They've already kind of done that. You can do the timeline in chronological. You can have it be algorithmic. Like, imagine you're just, everyone's fine-tuning their algorithms in the future. That's really what we're doing. We're just training them and then tweaking them. You know, like, is it
You already kind of do that. I do it.
Well, you kind of do it by what you watch. But imagine it was even more granular, like you were tuning an automobile or something.
Like in the settings, like you're adjusting.
Yes.
Down. Yeah.
And even if it came to things like UI, like the way you want the app to look, because they played around with that with Twitter Blue at first, where they like changed the icon color. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what if that went even deeper? Mm-hmm. What if you completely changed the layout of the social media app? Mm-hmm. So it had just the elements you wanted in it. What if you could do that with YouTube or Twitter or Facebook? Or, I mean, it'd be fantastic. I mean, you can to a little extent, but not a big one.
Right, yeah.
Here's an unexpected product from Tesla, the wireless charging platform. Of course, many made reference to Apple's failed attempt with the AirPower product. It's kind of, you know, this, I don't know, you can't even, you're not going to call it merch. It's accessories, Tesla accessories that, the expanding world of Tesla accessories that really don't have much to do with the cars. And it makes you wonder about long-term plans that they invest in this variety of products, consumer electronics. You know, Elon had teased the idea of doing a smartphone, as we talked about on this show many times. Inspired by the angular design and metallic styling of the Cybertruck, wireless charging platform provides 15 watts of fast charging power per device for up to three devices simultaneously. Sounds a lot like AirPower. Its sleek design is composed of an aluminum housing, premium Alcantara surface, and detachable magnetic stand that allows you to lay the charger flat or at an angle for better viewing. Featuring free power technology, which charges your Qi-compatible devices, such as phones or earbuds, placed anywhere on the surface without alignment. I mean, you can see how many coils.
30.
30 coils stacked. I mean, it was the thing that AirPower was aiming to do. They didn't do. And obviously, Tesla took a look at it. We can do it. Although, one of the reasons Apple bailed, the suggestion is that it had to do with that cost, right? Cost and heat. So maybe they didn't want to launch it for $300. It's $300.
Yeah, this is an expensive product.
Like, I don't know how many people want to have a $300 charger. However, this might be one of those ones where Tesla wants to prove, hey, you can make it. Look, right, we can make it. Apple didn't make it. We made it.
And Apple was with 16 coils?
I don't remember. I think there's a few different prototypes, actually.
But I don't think any of them were even close to 30. I think the highest one was like 24 or
something. I can't remember. I think this thing probably has to have some fans in it. It's interesting they designed it with that little stand so airflow can go underneath at the angle. I know you can lay it flat, but I think a lot of people will keep it like this.
I kind of like it with the stand.
It's also thick. It's not like air power.
No, no, no. Of course. They took a totally different approach with it. But I got to admit, I don't mind the look of it, and I would totally use it. It's just the price, whether you think that's, I mean, a lot of people are not going to go for $300. You get the wireless charge platform, a USB-C cable integrated with the charger, 65-watt USB-C power adapter, and a magnetic detachable stand. Wireless charging platform begins shipping February 2023. So, they'll sell a few, but it's more for me. It's like, okay, I get it. It's a charge platform. For me, it's more, what is this focus on, you know, dabbling with consumer electronics?
Moving forward.
What are you, what's this a precursor to?
This is their second charger. They did a charger before this, a wireless charger.
Wireless or wired?
Wireless, the magnetic.
Go to charging, click on charging there, Will. Oh, this is actually car charging.
Go to
what is it? Lifestyle? It must be in lifestyle. Wherever you were.
Now scroll down. Whoa! What is this glass?
Sipping glasses for your what was it? Tequila that they sold at one time.
Oh yeah, must be that.
They have the leather backpack, the mug.
Whoa, that mug is cool.
The plaid one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool.
This is basically merch, more or less. They have the die cast
wireless portable charger. too.
Yeah, that's a little battery bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember that one. It's out of stock. Sometimes this stuff, they make it and they do a single run, or it's seemingly out of stock afterwards. Like I got
the whistle.
I bought the whistle. Yeah. When it first came out.
Oh my God. Another charger. So this is their third attempt.
Yeah. But these ones are more novelty.
Yeah.
And they're more car-like. Like this one goes with your diecast Tesla on your desk. And it actually looks like a supercharger. The other one goes that you can bring it with you in your car. You can get the color to match your car. Mm-hmm. The latest one is going nowhere near your car.
No.
It looks like a legit consumer electronics device.
Yeah, I'd actually get it.
You see what I'm saying? You would pay $300 though? Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, no, I won't. I would like it, but I wouldn't pay that much money.
Right.
Because you can get Anchor
yeah,
products.
Anchor
that
makes it's way a cheaper version of it. Anyway, you know, it's Tesla. People will take it. People will get it. Mm-hmm. YouTube snags NFL's Sunday ticket rights in latest shift online. Whoo, that's a
big deal.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Whatever they got to bid for these things, they got to bid against the networks and stuff.
Yeah, everybody's going for the sports.
Oh, did they say the price down there?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. Hundreds of millions?
Oh, I think it's $2
billion. $2 billion, there you go. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Per year.
Alphabet Inc. won the right to broadcast the National Football League Sunday ticket game starting with the 2023 season. See, I don't know how much the Sunday ticket encompasses, becoming the latest tech company to snag a piece of America's most watched sport. The deal is valued at more than $2 billion per year over seven. It's a seven-year deal.
Wow.
NFL Sunday Ticket gives viewers access to games not otherwise airing in their local TV markets. The service will be offered as both an add-on and as a standalone a la carte package. The league said Thursday it will be available on both YouTube TV and YouTube primetime channels, a way to subscribe directly to pay TV channels on YouTube. YouTube TV costs $65 a month, and Sunday Ticket is available through the end of the season from DirecTV currently, and they charge $300 for the package. Mm. The NFL will retain the commercial rights to show Sunday Ticket games to bars and restaurants and could sell that to another company, the person added. YouTube TV now has 100 channels. It's the largest online pay TV service with about 5 million subscribers. 5 million people are paying $65 a month for TV on YouTube. It's, man.
Well, they must have some amazing stuff.
It's TV.
Just
like,
regular
it's exactly
TV.
Like cable TV.
News, sports.
Just on YouTube.
Some programs.
All the channels like you're used to.
NFL or, UFC and stuff? Or do you got to pay for that?
Well, UFC you would have whatever.
Fight Pass?
Their deal is Fox Sports 1 still. Whatever they on TV, you would have of the UFC. But UFC fight cards are still pay-per-view, right? The big ones at least. Yeah. Executives at DirecTV, which had offered Sunday Ticket for nearly three decades, have been hoping that whoever wins the rights will cut a side deal with them. The company is losing TV customers at a rapid clip as more people cancel their pay TV subscriptions and has been looking for ways to stem the bleeding. Under such an agreement, DirecTV could help YouTube move Sunday Ticket subscribers to its service, while the satellite TV service would benefit by maintaining a relationship with that customer. Woof! It's big changes. When you get when the football goes online, and it's going to be controversial because people are going to be like, I don't want to watch on YouTube. I remember the MLB. Really? Well, the MLB had the relationship. Some games went on Apple TV this past year.
Yeah.
They cut a deal. And every time, because I'm involved with the baseball in the summer, with the youth baseball, people would be like, where do I find this game tonight? And I'd be like, oh, it's on Apple TV. You don't need an Apple TV to watch. I'd just be explaining it. It didn't matter. They're like, that's irritating.
That's confusing. Yeah.
I know where I normally watch it. Like, and they would just skip it or something. But obviously, people will change. And
it will be a learning curve.
We're going to see more of this going on as this shift continues to move online over here.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Uh-oh.
Which means it's time to talk about what the hell you and Mo were doing this morning.
I guess to talk about the Ford Bronco and the Tesla Model 3. Mo and I decided to make a video of showcasing both cars. And We have them at the studio.
Yeah, we do.
Apparently, they're both mine. Lou just went to the washroom. But, yeah, I guess I've had them both for, I guess, a month, a little over a month now, and been driving them on a regular basis. Yeah, I guess we
but have But zooming
to,
back.
We have to talk about how I got these two vehicles.
Exactly, yeah.
And I kind of just want to preface to say that, you know, like talking about my personal life, I don't really do it on Lou Later. But I guess since the 15 or so people who's like into these two cars and my story, I guess I'm going to have to owe it to them and talk about it. Basically, I ordered, well, actually just kind of like to backtrack, I ordered the Bronco first, deposit. I love the vehicle. I want to get it. But then it was like...
That was a year ago, right?
Well, 6-7 months ago.
Okay.
Dealer told me that it's going to be like a 2023 release. So like almost a year or over a year. Due to the chip shortage. So right. I don't
And really... the trim that you got.
Yeah, yeah. With the hardtop. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's just like a mad delay for the hardtop as well. So I didn't want to wait a year. I decided to look into other options. Decided to look into EVs and thought a Model 3 would be actually a pretty good choice. And it's kind of like the future. I do want to invest in the future of like electric vehicles. So I actually put a deposit on a Model 3 as well.
And that was how many months ago?
That was, I guess, 6 months ago.
So about a month after the Bronco.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the Tesla came first. It literally came, you know, in November, like right before my birthday. And I decided, okay, like, am I gonna cancel the Bronco? So I actually just called them and kind of figured out, like, where's it at? Like, is it gonna be here? And for some reason, like, somehow in this weird dilemma, it came. They were like, yeah, it's gonna be shipped in like 2 days. It's gonna be here. So what are you gonna do? So that was my dilemma in November. And it was a weird choice because it kind of just like took me by surprise. So I decided to just get the Tesla. So I got the Tesla. That's my choice. I said from the very beginning of like the clip or on Lou Later that whatever comes first, I'll just take it.
And you were going to just sell the other one because the market is so hot.
Or it was fully refundable. He could have just denied it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Tesla arrived first, and then the Bronco just so happens, like within the same week, basically, or a week later, arrives.
Yeah.
And he could have just said, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because there's such a high demand for it. The mm-hmm. dealers don't care. They're like, well, we'll sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, there's 30 people waiting in line for a Bronco.
They don't care. Yeah. They're like, okay, tell us you don't want it.
Yeah.
We'll give you your deposit. But he didn't do that.
No,
I didn't. So getting into my personal life.
Whoa.
Let him rip the bandage off, man.
Because I don't talk about my personal life.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, all right.
So basically, I wanted to just like, okay, if it's here, I want to test drive it before I kind of let it go. My mind was already made up, and I was like, okay, we're just going to try and you know, see if it fits.
Right. And we're talking about the Bronco right now.
Yeah.
You did say we, however.
We, including my girlfriend. So we took it for a ride, and she loved it.
The Bronco.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bronco. And she had a Jeep before, But I didn't know that she wanted it that badly, the Bronco. But she ended up buying it.
Now, did she knew beforehand that you had it on order? She must have known.
She did, yeah.
But she never at any point suggested that while it was on order.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was never a conversation about the fact that you had these two separate cars on order?
Yeah, she thought it was absolutely ridiculous.
Right. But I think most people have that.
But did she share her preference previously that she liked the Bronco, not the Tesla?
She wanted the Bronco.
Even before it arrived.
She wanted me to pick the Bronco. Obviously, I had to choose one car. I can't afford two.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two of them there right now.
Yeah, for some reason. But yeah, she loved it. She always wanted like the Jeep Wrangler. That's what she wanted. But the Bronco is just way more modern. It's newer. It looks beefier. Uh-huh. So yeah, I mean, she took it. She took my spec, and I guess it kind of.
So just to be coming to slow you down right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the girlfriend takes the Bronco. Will takes the Model 3. Mm-hmm. We just have to put it out there. There's a reason there's two of them still here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
An unexpected turn of events. They take a test drive. Sorry, I'm just condensing, yeah, compacting. Yeah. They take a test drive. Girlfriend says, Bronco's amazing. Mm-hmm. We're not getting the deposit back. We're buying this one too.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And we both drive both vehicles. You know, wow. She takes the Tesla to work. I take the Bronco, as you guys know.
But she wanted the Bronco, though.
Yeah, and she also drives the Bronco sometimes, too. You know, so we're kind of shared.
Will just got the best of both worlds here.
And listen, it might sound like I caroused her into this.
What was that word?
Caroused? Isn't that the word?
Caroused? Yeah, is it not? Coerced.
Coerced.
Coerced?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I thought it might have meant something else. I don't know.
Coerced.
He, what he did is he combined coerced and aroused.
Oh, God, Lou.
he did. He said, I caroused her. No. I'm just trying to be clear on what he did.
Sorry.
What he did to make this happen.
Coerced. Yeah, I was looking for that word in my mind, and I was just like,
it's somewhere there.
It sounded right, but not really. So,
no, but you were saying that she was like hella jazzed when she did the test drive, right?
Yeah, she was completely happy with it. And she kind of made a deal with me saying like, hey, listen, if you want the Bronco as well, you got to sell the Jeep. Like her previous
one. Because that's just too many cars at that point.
Yeah, it's way too
insane.
It's crazy. And I did. And we got the Bronco and everything's great.
And then, the culmination of all of this is a video that happened this morning.
Yeah.
In which Will details the pros and cons of each one, the weirdest vehicle comparison of all time. Like, no one ever on YouTube has ever searched Tesla Model 3 versus Ford Bronco. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, everybody searched everything at some point.
Sure.
But it's not a thing that you're typically cross-shopping. Mm-hmm. Or at least maybe we're discovering an unusual cross-shopping going on.
Like, the target audience for each vehicle, there should be very little overlap.
But yes and no, because at the same time, if you just look at Will and his lifestyle, he could make obviously a case for either one, and he has made a case for either
one.
Sure,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just that.
Which one does he make a better case for?
In the video?
Fun Will versus Smart Will?
You have to be like, Will, this. You have to pick Will's car.
Well, no. So the thing is, it's like the fact that there's both of them exist now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, and what I suggested to him, and the same thing happens to me, is like the circumstance is going to dictate which one you take.
Yes.
It's not, one is not going to be better than the other. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be, this is the type of day, the type of weather, the type of excursion, the type of whatever. And so that's what I'm going to, that's what I'm going to take. The type of road trip or whatever, type of cargo, type of dogs.
Like today. with the weather.
Yeah, like exactly like today. Now, so if he had only had to have one is the real conversation. With two, he's never going to have a favorite. It's going to be a lot. He's going to be like that. It's like, no, that's your favorite for 5 minutes.
He'll have the best one for the best situation.
Until the next one happens. But if he could only have had one, I think it would have been a lot harder. And I'm not going to spoil the video as far... Or did he already spoil the video?
Well, I said, like, I made a bet to myself saying, like, whatever car comes first...
Okay. But they're both there.
One choice. But I do have a preference.
Yeah, okay. So you want to say it here as well?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Say it. Yeah, might as well.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like, I love the Bronco. I drive it every day. It's super fun, especially in these winter conditions. It's just so brawny and, like, you know, reliable and durable and rugged. But I really taken a liking to the Model 3 because it's so snappy and it's kind of like the modern version of a vehicle now. Super fun, super zippy. So
it feels
futuristic. Yeah. I would choose the Model 3 over the Bronco, even though I love them both. They're amazing vehicles, completely opposite. But I think, you know, with the gas savings as well, going electric, yeah, I mean, I have to afford two cars, so electric. I need to save some money.
Well, you know what the thing about it is actually, I think it's a kind of an ideal scenario. You have one gas, one electric. Because certain circumstances, the electric can be a bit of a hassle, you know, depending... Depending what it is,
range and et cetera.
Well, also where you're going. Sometimes you, particularly where we live, you can go in some directions. Oh,
yeah. That might not even have gas stations.
Well, even you type of places that you really go visit people, and it could be an hour or two in a direction not towards a supercharger.
No,
and then you have a little bit of degradation with battery life, and depending on the conditions. Yeah. And it's just something else to think about for now, right? But then on the flip side of that, I'll say, like, just before the snow fell, I was driving the Model S more than I had been in a long time. I took it to Montreal because I was, you know, doing the...
Auto.
The auto. Or the, full self-driving beta, which it opened up to everybody. And it was like... this was a route that was well serviced by superchargers. So it was zero anxiety. And I was like, man, whenever I want to charge it up, it's not even a big deal. And the range on that thing
is already great to start with.
It pretty much could almost do the trip without even charging. So I came to realize that for most trips in North America that you're going to do between cities, it's kind of a non-issue at this point. And I know most of Europe is like that as well. It's more you get into those niche travels or out towards the wilderness that things get weird.
Right.
A little, and they don't get weird at all for the Bronco.
In fact, the Bronco's built for those.
In fact, the Bronco is more ready and willing and asking.
Yeah, designed.
And asking. And it's funny that when you were shooting those things, that's like the observation I had. Where I was like, you know, the Bronco is like, go ahead, you know,
do whatever you
I'll
want.
I'll take a beating. Punch him. Give me a punch or a smack or whatever. Like, bring your dirty boots and your
you had the boss character
and your filthy dog. Like, I'm not intimidated at all. And the other car does not have that output. It doesn't output that energy of like getting things done. It's not it isn't like the work boot. And I obviously have driven the Model S, and what's that?
Your laptop, just bring it down.
Oh, you want to see the cars more?
Yeah Let them see it. Come on now.
I apologize. I was blocking Will's. I was blocking the smile of Will's babies over there.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna turn it all the way.
The Tesla does look like it's smiling.
I'm not actually not in the frame anymore because he's prioritizing the vehicles. But yeah, it's just a different proposition. They're for different purposes, and this is coming from a guy who also drives a truck and then has a Tesla. So I'm like the exact same scenario. And
but they're both fun.
They're both
trucks and EVs. Like they're all really fun in different scenarios.
Exactly. They're I know it's like kind of like a cop out to say this because like the fact of the matter is most people are not going to have both of those things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cop out. It's like for most people, you're going to have to make a call. One. Yeah. They're going to have to make a call. And I think.
Unless you make the call of a Ford F-150 Lightning, because then you get a truck and a light electric.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Then where the electric trucks are coming now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They're filling in that gap right in the middle there. But like the Bronco, he can take the roof panels off. And
yeah.
Like in the summer, it's a whole different ball of wax.
Oh, but what about the Hummer? In fact, a lot of this reminds me of the Hummer.
The Hummer EV is like 200.
Yeah, never mind. It. Sorry, I forgot the price.
Yeah, the Hummer EV is a totally different thing altogether. It's not reasonable, the cost.
But what I'm saying is that there is a crossover happening.
Mm-hmm. We will see it happen, absolutely. Yeah. And I was saying to Will, man, Tesla should have done like a rugged SUV. Yeah. Instead of the Model X, They would have sold a boatload of those, like serious four-wheel drive, some big tires on it. And I know the range would have suffered, but you look at what the way Rivian went about it. It's almost I was feeling like the current offering of Tesla models, it's too much crossover.
They're too similar.
They're all very similar.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
And it's I know it's all about efficiency and sharing parts and expertise and drag coefficient and the idea of the brand, like there's benefits to that as well. But you look at it and you're on a street, and if you only have a quick glance and you got to tell the difference between the 3S, X, or Y, and you only got a quick glance at it.
Yeah. No, you can't actually. Like X and 3 for me are very difficult to.
Well, you know what? In this image that Will's showing right now, they didn't adjust it for
the size.
Yeah, so they all look identical size.
Oh, I see.
Size is the biggest thing that's going to help you determine. There, that's better. There's the models. And yeah, so.
But people have announced.
And then they go to the Cybertruck and they go bananas.
It goes so far down
like,
the line.
This looks like nothing you've ever seen before. Yeah. And it's like, hey, man, couldn't we have just done like a something, some sort of off-roady looking, or even a Rivian? Look at the Rivian. Like I don't know. It's personal preference, but I think the Rivian looks pretty cool.
I think it looks very cool.
This one sideways?
Not on its side, but like click on the silver one there. Second one. Like, I don't know.
That's cool.
That looks cool.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool looking shape and truck. And then there's the SUV. Like if the Model X would have looked like that. Oh, man.
That kind of looks like the Scout.
I like the look of that. I like the look of that SUV. So
I kind of like the SUV more than the truck in the comparing the Rivian.
Yeah. Well, they're not exactly the same. I think the wheelbase is a bit different. Obviously the truck's a little bit bigger, but yeah, they share a lot of parts and I agree with you. I mean, I kind of like the look of them. And so, it is happening.
One of these in the studio.
Well, these have been really hard to get your hands on.
They've only made like 2,000 of them or something.
No, it's gotta be a little bit more than that.
Can you check, Will?
Are you an investor? Is the question. No, it's more than 2,000. Cause I see them out there.
Production unit or
look at Mr. DuckDuckGo over here. Mr. Privacy.
I'm just curious.
They produce 7,300.
Oh, but just in Q3.
In Q3. Okay. Yeah, no, they're speeding up now. The previous period delivered 6,584.
6,000?
Yeah, they're doing like 6,000-7,000 a quarter, right?
Right, okay, so
you got tens of thousands of them out there.
I think they're trying to hit 20 for
But they're also, the other thing we should mention, as much as we're like saying nice things about Rivian and we don't have a Rivian, they're expensive too.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's the other thing to mention.
They're very expensive.
Expensive too, so take that for what it's worth. Do you feel that you have said your piece on this topic now?
I think so. If there's any questions, I don't mind answering them.
Right.
From the audience.
So you can put your questions in the comments, and it brings to an end one of the great internet mysteries of Will's. Like this started a long time ago.
Like 8 months?
And what's interesting is if things would have been different circumstances, and let's say the Bronco would have come sooner, like none of this would have transpired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it just showed up, there would be no tests involved. There would be no...
Yeah. The delay added a lot of drama.
There would be no girlfriend, car. Like, it's like so many things occurred because of this chip shortage.
And just a couple of days.
And here we have the outcome.
Both of them.
An unusual pairing. The most comparable thing of the two of them is the color he chose.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He chose the most similar color possible.
Yeah.
But otherwise... They do kind of look good together, though.
They do. You know, it's like a little fleet.
One is so rounded and the other is so boxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's so military, the other's like so futuristic.
Do all the Broncos have the lettering in white?
Some of them say sport.
No, not the sport one, but.
What about the Raptor? I think it's orange, right?
No, it it's like the Raptor truck, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it's in... Oh, there's one in orange.
Or wait.
Bottom right.
What is it? Yeah. Are these real photos? Oh, never mind. I don't know.
That one looks like the person may have done that.
Yeah, no. Click on the red one. That's legit in the corner there. Yeah, that's a legit photo. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it says Ford. Just like the Raptor truck. Mm-hmm. It's the big Ford font.
Whoa, look at that thing airborne.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that thing looks... It's unbelievable. That's another one that costs $1 billion, though. The Raptor model. The Everglades.
Yeah, they don't even have a Bronco.
This is by Ford?
Yeah, it's a Bronco.
It's a Bronco.
Oh, I see.
A different version.
What's with the Doodles paint job?
I think that's camo, right? When they're just testing it. Mm. So photographers don't get carried away.
Oh, to hide the shape of it.
Yeah.
I think they're all white. I think so. But, yeah.
Anyway, cool. All right. So, there you have it. We'll still field your questions. Thank you very much to everybody who joined here today. If you're one of these people that's getting snowed on, rained on the eastern seaboard, good luck to you. Mm. They've hit us with all the snowpocalypse warnings to last us a decade. It's never looked like this since 1973 or whatever the last time.
That's what Will said yesterday.
We got snowed on. And we just keep hearing all this stuff, but be safe, everybody, and take your time. Or just chill inside and, I don't know, light a candle, bake a cookie, throw on some Lou Later, click repeat, or sit and wait for Will's big clip to come out. His tour of his two cars.
I've never talked so much in my life.
With the lav mic on and just him and Mo and...
Well, it will already be out by the time this goes out, right?
Yeah, probably.
Around the same time. So you can go watch that. That's something for you to do. Sit inside, watch the snowfall, and let Willie do describe the intricacies of his grocery hook. Later, guys.
Happy holidays.
That was my favorite part. You better not take out the grocery hook.